Well, hello there, and thank you again for your call to our daily inspiration line. I would like to continue some thoughts on the return of the Lord Jesus, the coming of the day of God. As I remember from yesterday, we were looking at a few verses in 2 Peter, and I'd like to just review a couple of those and continue in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Well, the Bible is talking about Jesus coming as the thief in the night and the judgment of God beginning on planet Earth. And here on planet Earth is going to be a glorious day for the Christian when he sees the Lord Jesus. But it's going to be a day of woe and agony for the sinner. As we know, we read in the book of Revelation that they will mourn. It says they repent not of their evil deeds. It says that the judgment of God will be poured out, and they will hide in the crushed mountains and in the dens and the rocks and the caves, and they will cry for the very rocks to fall upon them and crush them, to hide them from the face of him that sits on the throne and from the Lamb of God, Jesus. So, since we know this is going to happen, here's the message I want to give you today. It says in verse 14 of chapter 3 in 2 Peter, it says, "Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. And account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation. Even as our beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you." So it says, seeing that ye look for such things, that we are to be diligent. One thing we must be ready for the coming of the Lord is to be being faithful in the things we know that are true and right and good, that we may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. So there's just a cry to you, and there's a cry to me, and to every Christian's ears, that because Jesus Christ is coming back, we must be ready. We must be ready to see him, ready to meet him. We want to be like a faithful young lady, a maiden, would be for her husband to be. She would keep herself pure, a virgin, chaste, careful, ready to be married unto him till death do they part. We have the same jealousy in our heart. God has a jealousy for us that we be found the same way, without spot, blameless, and be found of him in peace. That's the key. That's the key. Being ready for the Lord's return. You know, many would say, well, I got down on my knees one day and I prayed a prayer. And then I joined the church. And I was baptized, so I must be ready for the coming of the Lord. Well, the Bible says in the book of Hebrews that he shall return a second time to them that love his appearing. Do you love the appearing of God? Are you ready to meet him? Do you have the hope in you that Jesus Christ is coming back? Do you have that witness in you, knowing that you're going to see God one day? You're going to look face to face with the one who did love us and wash us from our sins with his own blood. You know, the Bible is warning us to be diligent. It's encouraging us to be diligent, to be ready for this day. It's not enough to just be baptized. That's noble, but we must be believing and obedient to God. We must be found not just a one-time prayer or church membership, but have the living Lord Jesus living in us day by day. That's the key right there, is to know him from day to day. The Bible says that we are going to see God one day. And it says, every man that hath this hope in himself of seeing God purifies himself even as he is pure. Let me read that to you. Let's go to 1 John chapter 3, the next book after Peter there. Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. He's talking about Jesus coming back again. When he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure. So it says here that those that are diligent, those that are found in peace, without spot and blameless, we know we're going to see him, so therefore we're doing these things that are righteous and holy. We're cultivating that relationship. We're jealous to know God, and he's jealous to know us, because we know when we see him, it's going to be glorious. And it says that we're going to be like him. There's going to be a transformation that occurs. It's going to be a glorification. You see, we're going to be glorified with Christ then. There'll be no more sin, no more struggle. It'll be over. And so, you know, that's what God wants to do. When he saves us, he justifies us. Then he purifies us. Then he sanctifies us, and now he is going to glorify us with him, and we will be like him, for we shall see him as he is. You couldn't see God in his fullness and live, but once the transformation and glorification comes upon your flesh and bones, and you are resurrected with Christ, then everything is new. And because we have that hope in him, we purify ourselves, even as he is pure. That's why we don't do the things we used to do. We don't say the things, act the way. We want to be holy because God is holy. Jesus is still coming back soon. Are you ready? Would your heart be right if he came tonight or if you died tonight? Prepare to meet thy God. Thank you for your call. If you'd like to leave us a message, we'd love to hear from you. 099 would open our voicemail for you to leave a message. Have a wonderful day.